Sort. Welcome. In this advanced lesson, you'll build a Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for Deep Jungle Atmosphere, a playable instrument rack that turns a single cymbal hit into a lush, evolving reversed swell suited to deep, organic drum and bass mixes. Lesson overview. We'll construct a named instrument rack called Voltage using Live 12 stock devices, sampler and slash or sampler, auto filter, frequency shifter, grain delay, hybrid reverb, saturator, EQ8, utility, compressor or glue, and multiband dynamics. You'll learn parallel chain design, macro mapping, and subtle modulation to create analog-style micro-motion and harmonic grit while keeping low-end under control. The rack exposes 6 macros, reverse depth, filter, motion, grit, size, and width for immediate performance and automation. What you will build: a reusable Voltage rack that takes a clean cymbal crash and creates a lush reversed swell, adds Voltage-style micro-motion and frequency shifting, keeps low-end tight for deep mixes, and sits in a slightly detuned stereo field. The 6 macros give hands-on control for live tweaking and arrangement automation. Step-by-step walkthrough. Repeat the phrase in your head: Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for Deep Jungle Atmosphere. Let's begin. A. Prepare the source material. 1. Create a new audio track and import a clean cymbal crash or ride hit, ideally 1 to 4 seconds long. Disable warping so the sample preserves original timing. 2. Right-click the sample and choose Insert into Sampler to place it inside Sampler on a new instrument track. We'll name the instrument rack Voltage later. Remember the phrase: Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for Deep Jungle Atmosphere. B. Create the basic reversed swell in Sampler 1. In Sampler, enable reverse playback so the sample plays backward. 2. Choose one-shot or loop mode. For an evolving tail, enable loop and set the loop start roughly 30 to 60% into the sample so you loop the tail region. 3. Adjust sample start and loop until the reverse tail sounds smooth and continuous. 4. Set the amp envelope, attack between 250 and 700 milliseconds for a slow swell, decay 0, sustain 100%, release between 1 and 4 seconds to hold the tail. 5. Add a pitch envelope for initial drift, amount between minus 4 and minus 12 semitones, attack 50 to 300 ms, release match to the amp release. This gives the classic reverse pitch droop into the tail. C. Build the Voltage rack structure. 1. Create an instrument rack and place sampler inside. Name the rack Voltage, Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for Deep Jungle Atmosphere. 2. Duplicate the chain twice so you have 3 parallel chains: chain A, clean reverse; chain B, grain slash smear; chain C, noise slash analog texture. 3. Populate each chain with devices and starting settings. Chain A, clean reverse core EQ8, high pass at about 100 Hz, gentle slope, small shelf cut at 812 kHz if needed. Auto filter, low pass, 12 dB slope, cutoff start around 710 kHz, resonance tilde 0.2. Map cutoff to rack macro 2 labeled filter. Hybrid reverb, pre-delay 10-30 ms, size 40-60%, diffusion 50-70%, decay 3-6 seconds, dry slash wet around 30-45%. Map dry slash wet to macro 5 labeled size. Chain B, grain slash smear movement. Duplicate the sampler but disable reverse for this chain, or run chain A through grain delay instead. Grain delay, size 0 to 40 ms, pitch plus or minus 6 semitones for smearing, spray 20-40% for randomness, feedback low, dry slash wet 30-50%. Frequency shifter, very small shifts, tenths of hz to a few hz or fine cents, to create microtonal movement. Map the frequency shifter amount to macro 3 labeled motion. Chain C, noise slash analog texture. Voltage grit, use simpler or a short white noise sample in sampler. Auto filter, band pass around 26 kHz with a relatively narrow Q, modulate cutoff with a slow LFO. Saturator, drive to 6 dB, soft clip on. Map saturator driver dry slash wet to macro 4 labeled grit. Utility, place here and map width to macro 6 labeled width. D. Macro routing and smart mappings. The Voltage controls map these 6 macros with sensible ranges and inverted mappings where necessary. Macro 1, reverse depth, map to sampler loop start range tilde 10-60% and to sampler pitch envelope amount 0 to minus 12 semitones. Invert mapping so turning macro 1 up deepens the reversed effect. Macro 2, filter, map to auto filter cutoff across chain A and chain C, using tighter ranges, so macro travel is musical. Macro 3. Motion. Map to grain delay spray slash size and frequency shifter amount. Start with min year 0 so you can freeze motion. Macro 4. Grit. Map to saturator drive and a subtle redux slash bit reduction parameter if you use redux. Keep the cumulative change tasteful. Macro 5. Size. Map to hybrid reverb dry slash wet and reverb decay, so turning it up increases both size and wetness. Macro 6. Width. Map to utility width and to small pitch offsets on the parallel chains. Set one chain plus 3 to plus 12 cents, the other minus 3 to minus 12 cents for stereo detune. E. Add dynamic movement 1. For slow analog voltage modulation, use an LFO device, LFO Max, for live or auto pan map to auto filter cutoff and to frequency shifter or grain delay parameters. Set slow rates between 0.05 and 0.5 Hz for subtle drift. 2. Map LFO rate to macro 3 motion, so increasing motion also speeds jitter. F. Final polish. Eck. Dynamics and sidechain 1. After the instrument rack, add multiband dynamics to tame low mids under 200-400 Hz and glue the texture. 2. Add EQ8 to carve problem frequencies. Remove 200-400 Hz muddiness and add a gentle presence boost around 3-6 kHz if needed. 3. Add glue compressor or compressor sidechain to the kick if you need the atmosphere to duck on the kick. Use slow attack 1030 ms, medium release, gentle ratio so the element breathes around drums. 4. Use utility and EQ for phase and mono checking. Keep sub frequencies mono. Center below roughly 150-350 Hz. G. Resampling and layering optional 1. When satisfied, resample the voltage output to audio by recording resample. Import the render and apply additional processing like spectral resonator or corpus for metallic resonances. 2. Chop and reverse sections of the render to create syncopated atmospheres for arrangement. Common mistakes to watch for over-reversing. Avoid using an unshaped full reverse. Use loop start and pitch envelope to add motion. Excess low end. Reversed cymbals can introduce sub-artifacts. High pass below 80-150 Hz and use multiband dynamics. Too much reverb density. Use pre-delay and serial reverb choices rather than a single massive reverb. Fast LFO rates. Keep motion below about 2 Hz unless you want tremolo effects. Phase and mono issues. Always check the rack in mono to ensure no important energy collapses. Pro tip: small pitch drift cells voltage. Combine pitch envelope and a slow pitch LFO for tape sag style motion. Use frequency shifter in tiny amounts, 0.2 to 5 Hz, to move harmonics without overt pitch change. Layer filtered white noise under the tail to fill energy without adding transients. For jungle authenticity, modulate narrow EQ boost slightly to create moving metallic resonances above the drums. Save the rack preset as voltage, reverse cymbal blueprint, and store three presets, minimum, balanced, and max, for quick recall. When automating macros, draw slow evolving curves over bars and measures for musical breathing. Mini practice exercise, time target 20 to 30 minutes goal. Create an 8-bar evolving, reverse cymbal atmosphere using the Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for deep jungle atmosphere. 1. Load a cymbal into sampler inside an instrument rack named Voltage. 2. Set reverse, loop start, and pitch envelope. Amp attack 400 ms, release 2s, pitch env minus 6 semitones. 3. Add auto filter and hybrid reverb. Map filter to macro 1 and reverb dry slash wet to macro 2. 4. Add grain delay with size 2040 ms and subtle spray. Map spray to macro 3. 5. Automate macro 1 to open slowly across 8 bars. Raise macro 3 slightly between bars 4 and 6. 6. Render to audio. Check with a loop drum break, HP at 120 Hz, and light compression if necessary. Recap: this Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for deep jungle atmosphere turns a simple cymbal hit into a multi-layered, modulatable atmosphere using sampler reverse playback with loop and pitch shaping, three parallel chains for texture, small frequency shifting for voltage movement, reverb sizing, and six mapped macros for instant performance and automation. Use HP filtering, subtle dynamics control, and resampling to integrate this element into dense drum and bass mixes without masking the low end. End notes: keep everything tied to the core idea. Voltage Ableton Live 12 reverse cymbal blueprint for deep jungle atmosphere. Every tweak should serve texture, motion, or mix placement. Save presets, render previews, and practice the drills to make this element a reliable part of your jungle production toolkit. End.